Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to another edition of the School of Social Marketing with Dr. Ron Capps. I'm Ken English, and we're going to talk a little bit about social media, what's happened in the last almost 2 weeks since we got together the last time, Dr. Capps. It's amazing how fast time goes, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it seems to accelerate at a quantum pace. But
well, you've been a busy person leading up to your birthday. Let me wish you a belated happy birthday, although I did send it in advance on email. I would imagine that now that you've gone through that hectic lead up through the birthday bundle and some of the other things, you're now stepping back a little and evaluating and seeing how it went. How did it go?
It went okay. It's not over yet. It will run through basically 11:59 Central Time Monday, and then it will be gone for a year and be back next summer. In the meantime, we've got some other things that are coming out of it. The Facebook package is still up there. For anyone that bought both of them, I'm still giving them the rebate on the Facebook package. And then we've got something new I'll be releasing here probably later tonight or tomorrow morning. And it will be basically a smorgasbord. And by that I mean I'm going to put up a list of, probably 700 products thereabouts, and let people read through the list and pick and choose from the buffet table the ones they want and have a flat rate. For example, like pick any 10 programs for a fee, pick any 25 or any 50 for another fee, pick 100 or whatever for a different fee, and see if that gives people the ability to go through and basically pretend like it's a Washington birthday sale and cherry pick the products they want. So if all they're interested in royalty-free music, there'll be a lot of that. If they're interested in video products, there'll be a lot of those. And then what they'll do after they purchase whatever bundle they pick, they'll send me the product numbers of the items they wanted, and I will send them download access to those items.
Now, the link that you were using before, I imagine that still works. That's lenq.me/68thbdb. Is that the
best
one?
That works for the regular birthday, but it won't. It'll be a different link for the buffet.
Okay. If they go to the birthday bundle right now, I'm looking at it. There's counting down 3 days and. Is the counter that you're using, was that one of the items? Did I see
our counters in the package? The one I'm using there is part of the theme I'm using, which is Pro Styler.
Hmm.
It's either part of Styler or it's part of the. It's either Pro Styler or Instant Member. I use them both there, so.
Because I've heard a lot about ProStyler, and I was looking at it, because it seems to have a lot of features and bells and whistles. Sometimes these themes, they overlap, don't they? I mean, you buy something and then you buy something else, and you realize, wow, I had it in the first one.
Well, yeah, but then it comes down to support after the fact and how they embellish it and so forth, and I'm real happy with what Mike's doing with ProStyler and the support he's been providing. He's out of Ireland. And, for example, we just picked up the video stacks, and he has a nice bundle of templates and so forth integrated into ProStyler for support and so forth using the voice stack features.
Now, that's Michael Frombie, isn't it?
Yeah.
As far as, is he developing, or are they just selling it and they have somebody in Indonesia doing it?
He has developers that work for him. Right now, they're tackling an issue with the most recent update that WordPress did that created a problem with the TinyMCE plugin and text editing in the visual mode. So, but he should have out an update for that later today. And he notified everyone that has the theme of the issue before, you know, everyone started crashing his support desk. So he's proactive in what he's been doing.
Well, that's really important. Certainly you've recounted over a period of time your dissatisfaction with some of the customer service elements. And sometimes you feel like you give people money and then you're left with whatever it is, and if it doesn't work, that's just too bad.
Yeah, there are a couple of people out there that have done a real good job of following through. He's one, another is Teresa, who does the InstaMember and the related products there. And then there are others that don't do quite as good a job.
Well, that's putting it mildly. Now, on the birthday bundle, if somebody were to buy it now, do you have to download it all at one time?
No, you don't. You'll be given the links. You can go through and get what you want. I say that the sales pages and everything will be shut down on the deadline when the clock hits zero. However, links, they may be modified, they may be changed, but anyone that has bought the bundle will be able to retain access to download the products as long as I don't catch people sharing the link with other people. If I find that happening, then everyone will pay the price. I've got a good client for several of the past bundles, Dale Oswald up in Canada, who wrote me he was going on holiday and a business trip and wanted to make sure because he wasn't going to be able to get everything downloaded by the first. And I addressed that issue with him as I'm doing with you here now.
Well, in addition to that, you've got a Facebook bundle that's offered out there. Maybe you want to touch a couple minutes on that. And when does that expire?
It expires at the same time. The clocks, the counter should be parallel to both of them. So, but for all of those wondering, once the birthday bundle is behind me, there'll be more time invested in developing the Internet Marketer Directory. And also a new project that you and I haven't talked about yet called the IM Archive. And the IM Archive will be where all of my products and everything is going to be going. And it will be set up on an ongoing basis where people will pay for access to the archive. And on an ongoing basis, they'll be able to come in and pick and choose to create their own bonuses and their own bundles. So let's say if I'm promoting a product for someone, rather than doing what Han Thon and Russell do and so forth, and giving you the same 32 products or 40 products or whatever every time, you can go in and pick, depending upon the magnitude of the product or the offer, X number of products to download as a bonus that you basically create for yourself. So it's kind of like going into Baskin-Robbins and picking from the menu, except eventually I'm trying to go through and get things set up. There'll be several thousand items on the menu.
I mean, it's just such a mind-boggler. I'm just scrolling up and down on the birthday bundle, and I'm looking at all these 400-plus items and recognizing that that is only, so to speak, a drop in your bucket. You got quite a few more back in the vault.
Yeah, and one of the issues that I've been wrestling with, when you're dealing with so many products in a short period of time, I'm giving you the product name as it is, unless it's a PLR that I've already rebranded, and you have to take it on faith that it's going to be a useful product, or you're going to have to Google online to find out exactly what the product is. And one of the things I hope to be changing over a period of time, and it will be over a period of time, is having links to sales pages for all of the individual products so you can go in and see them, see the sales copy, And then some people will be able to buy directly from there and pay retail. And other people will be able to go in and say, no, I want to have that as part of my buffet. So, and like I say, that'll be at the IM Archive.
What else have you been doing with your time?
Well, I've been, like I say, working on some client sites. A couple of things that to mention with you. I don't know if you've experimented at all with the new beta platform Blab, but I think that that
no.
will be a very interesting platform, and I would recommend anyone listening to the show that has a Twitter account, uses their Twitter account, and connect with Blab while it's in beta. And what Blab does is it allows you to go in and essentially do a video chat with up to three other people. And you also have a chat window running down the side, much like you would with a webinar. And you can basically interview people, record the video chat. You can create an audio product out of it. It's probably a great platform for getting testimonials, feedback, and creating product interviews. And you and I might want to consider here at some point, either in addition to using Blog Talk Radio, going over and using Blab and creating our audio file and video files there whenever you think we're ready for prime time and camera.
Well, I just went to it, blab.im, blab.im. And I certainly can say I hadn't seen it or heard of it before. How does it differ from Hangouts or something like that?
Much smoother, simpler integration. Seems to be a more stable platform. This is the one Joel Kahn is spending all of his time on now. And, you know, he came out real strong on Facebook streaming, and then they booted him. And now he's putting in several hours a day on Blab. Basically, as long as you want to be there, you're there. You can schedule Blab sessions in advance. If you want to schedule a Blab session later in the month, you can. I don't know how far out you can go, if it's a month or a year. And then it appears in the programming, and people, if they want, they can join your session. They are all public. They are not private. So that is one thing to be aware of.
Well, I was asked recently about streaming a workshop for this SCORE organization that I've talked about on occasion. And they've got actually more people signed up for a social media presentation. I'm not doing it, but for a woman who does this, they have way too many people for the meeting room that they have. And they said, well, maybe we could stream it in live into another area or something. And I backed off because I'm not good enough at doing that yet. But would something like this work? What do you need equipment-wise?
Well, all you need is a smartphone or a desktop camera or something. But it probably, because it is limited to four people, it would work if basically one of the, quote, Twitter accounts was the event. But it's really not designed for that.
Okay.
Another product out there that I'm implementing on some of my sites and a client site called Zoom. And what Zoom will allow you to do is it will allow you to conduct online video sessions, online webinars, online classes, and out of the box with up to 25 people and their own camera and their own window, like a meetup, as part of their regular programming. And they have another expansion that will allow you to do it up to 100 people. So basically, if you had 100 people there, all having their video or camera or webcam, you could see them all and pull them in and out as you wanted to. And that's a program called Zoom, Z-O-M, Z-O-O-M.
And it's a .us. I just went to it.
I believe it is.
It's a Zoom.us. If there's a basic, a pro, a business, and an enterprise plan for it.
Yeah,
so,
and the difference there, the $9 per user is probably sufficient for most people, and you can upsize it or upscale it at any time. It's very scalable. The reason some people go to get the bigger price, which gets out to like $140, $150 a month, is they want to have their, quote, own brand on it. And, you know, if you know any programming or any code or any embedding, you can put your own brand on the page you send people into the, you know, Zoom room, meeting room, and you don't need to pay that extra amount. The only thing is, for example, if you and I were both doing it, it'd cost, you know, $9 for each of us. If we were both operators.
Yeah, I see per host per month is the basic, the pro version, $9.99
right.
per host per month.
And at that, you know, potentially very worthwhile. The voice stack, I think, went away at midnight last night on the annual buy or a lifetime buy. But that is a very good replacement for anyone using Visita, which I've recommended for a couple of years, because basically you can get audio or video feedback or interaction with your customer through a widget. And the way they set it up, you could use it on any and all of your sites that you owned. And then I also have the agency, so I can do it on client sites too. And that becomes very useful then for, you know, providing an easier way for people to interact with you.
It's amazing. You know, you just, you know, so much is out there. You know, and when you think you know something, then you realize you don't really know very much at all. All three of these have various user applications. They're, you know, they are certainly moving in that direction of video, though, isn't it? I mean,
it is, and it's getting to be. You and I both go back far enough. We remember when we were all limited in the domains to the, you know, .com, .org, .net, and then they gradually added info and biz and me and a few others, and then they began to roll out a whole menu. And, you know, initially the question was, well, will people really pay any attention to the new extensions, or will they work SEO-wise? And my experience has been if they are on point. In other words, if you're dealing with an event, or if you're dealing with a directory, and or a club, or something like that, and you name it .event, .directory, .club, and you use SEO, and you use SMO, and you use your normal branding, it works extremely well. Today, I was in doing a consolidation and making decisions on domain renewals with a client. And we went in, and while we did actually pair out four domains, we wound up adding four new ones. So, and right now, depending on what you're doing, it's probably a very good time to get in and get a brand tied down. Dot online has become available. And if I were you, I would be over at oneandonehosting.com and buying the Media Mojo Guy dot online. Or Ken English dot online, but Media Mojo Guy is the brand you're using. And right now they're like $9.99 a year, but they do go up to four times that after the end of the year. So the question then becomes: are you going to do anything with it, or are you going to wait till the 11th month to try to do something with it? If you start doing something with it now or in variations of it, you'll know what works or doesn't work by the time it comes up for the higher renewal. And if you've got a domain that is bringing you in several thousand a month, you're not going to quibble about paying $39.99 for a renewal for a year. If that makes
sense.
No, it
certainly does. And, you know,
and
so
right now,
what
if I remember correctly, and I'm this isn't a plug for 1&1, and I don't host anything there, but I do buy domains there quite frequently. If you were to go in there right now, they're running a buy three, get one free. Actually, if you pay for two, you get the third one free domains. So obviously the one you're going to get free is the least expensive one in the bucket. But in this particular case with the client, we picked up three dot onlines. And so for less than $20. And in this particular case, it fits very well with some things he's going to be doing online that really dovetails in well with things like Zoom and so forth, or webinars for that matter.
Has there been any other changes or any other things you'd want to pass along in the waning minutes of today's program?
No, I think the main thing is, choose what you're doing fairly wisely. Be very careful of getting in and, some of the royalty-free packages that people are offering. Many of them I'm seeing are nothing but rehashed from other packages that they've either, with authorization or without, have rebundled, and then they've thrown in a couple of new things from maybe one or two of the sites that I talk about when we talk about royalty-free photos. So be careful with stuff like that. There's plenty of stuff out there available. Make sure that you do have the rights to use it whenever you go to use it, though. Make sure that if you're doing it for yourself and clients, or if you're putting it into a product, if it requires an extended license, don't try to skimp and only get a personal use license or a limited use license. You can go ahead and get the commercial extended license. Far better to pay $24 instead of